We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, noble viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east as Ravan and Hotbear sits. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arserna.
In Brazil, in Salgum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Cambodian village develops as an eco-tourist destination with help from a United Nations agency. In good governance news, Mexico has decreased greenhouse gas emissions by 19.5 million tons. In health news, British researchers find broccoli and bananas may be effective in treating stomach disorders. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 8th, esteemed South African composer Mr. Solomon Linda is remembered. Born in Ladysmith, South Africa in 1909, he passed away on this day in 1962. Mr. Linda wrote the song Mumbe, also known as Wimowe or The Lion Sleeps Tonight. More than 150 artists have recorded this classic tune, which Mr. Linda penned in 1939. It was a number one hit in the United Kingdom in the 1960s, became very popular in the 1970s, and again in the 1990s in the Walt Disney movie The Lion King. May wonderful songs such as that composed by Mr. Solomon Linda continue to bring joy to enthralled listeners throughout the world.
Flying news. Tens of thousands flee China floods. Following 6 days of the heaviest in decades, flooding in the southern island province of Hainan left one person perished as of Thursday, October 7th, with over 550 villages inundated. Soldiers were dispatched to assist in the emergency evacuation of more than 210,000 people. As traffic came to a standstill in Chonghai, after urban areas and a major highway were submerged, rescuers worked to reach another 6,000 stranded residents. Meanwhile, 2,260 hectares of crops were destroyed and another 7,420 hectares damaged.
Sending her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with regional officials to find out if more can be done to help, asking them to go, if possible, to aid the vulnerable flood victims and saying that funds are available for urgent needs.
We thank China's soldiers and other rescue personnel for their quick and responsive care, as we also convey our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's utmost concern. May heaven grace the Chinese people with a smooth recovery of their regular lives as we strive to minimize such distressing events through our more loving stewardship of the ecosphere.
Tornadoes ripped through Arizona. On Wednesday, October 6th, the U.S. National Weather Service confirmed that four tornadoes touched down in northern Arizona as a major storm system made its way up from the south. The twisters altogether injured seven people and caused widespread damage to some 200 homes, with over 30 people evacuated to Red Cross shelters. A section of a freight train also derailed after being hit, halting rail service for the day, while numerous roads were closed due to hazardous debris.
Earlier in the week, the same storm system dropped uncharacteristic amounts of rain on the normally arid Nevada state, while on the previous day, Arizona's southern city of Phoenix endured severe hailstorms and powerful winds that resulted in flooded roads, uprooted trees, and downed power lines. Meteorology experts stated that these weather patterns are extremely unusual, with the 28 tornado warnings issued from the Flagstaff, Arizona office on Wednesday being the first ever in 2 years and the first to cause injuries in more than four decades. We thank all personnel working to restore order in the afflicted areas, while we wish those injured a soon recovery. May humanity's increased efforts to better care for the environment help restore stability and balance to our Earth once more.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Nations receives pledges to eliminate fatal diseases. Donor nations, individuals, organizations, and companies convened at a United Nations meeting on Tuesday, October 5th, and collectively committed nearly $12 billion to help eliminate tuberculosis, malaria, and HIV/AIDS around the world. Among the donors was Nigeria, who promised $10 million, while South Africa pledged $2.2 million, and Tunisia $2 million. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stated,
"At a time when so many governments are tightening their belts, these commitments send a powerful message. It shows that many world leaders want to do the right thing beyond their borders too."
We join in appreciation and heaven bless all donors for your generosity of spirit in wishing to help end the suffering and loss caused by these major diseases. Surely such extensive global support will bring comfort and sustain the lives of many.
the amazing spiritual benefit of the sun. During a recent video conference on the many intriguing and unknown aspects of outer space, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed a most rare understanding about the spiritual benefit that humans receive from the sun. While observations have already been made on the useful physical effects of sunlight, ranging from its support of plant life to boosting one's mood and health, the sun can also profoundly influence our spiritual development, as openly shared for the first time by Supreme Master Qinghai.
If we don't sunbathing, it cure many illness and even cure our
psychological misalignment, yeah, and also depression and all that. You see, some country with less sun, they feel less happy than the country with a lot of sun. If you sit in the sun to meditate, it's very, very, very good for your spiritual progress. When you meditate in the sun, your meditation merit multiply, okay?
Wow!
Even the people who don't practice Guanyin method, if they just practice Zen or something like that, even other practitioner benefits also a lot.
Find out how many astonishing spiritual merit points can be earned by meditating in the sun, plus other new insights about the rich universe beyond. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles. With gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for this and other precious information conveyed through this conference, may we all make the most of such opportunities to uplift ourselves and our planetary atmosphere for the benefit of all beings.
Finnish law seeks to end smoking. With smoking on television banned since 1978, a proposed law in Finland seeks to establish the nation as entirely tobacco-free. The new measure, which is expected to easily pass in the Finnish parliament, requires vendors to keep cigarettes under their counter and out of sight. Moreover, all tobacco products will be phased out of vending machines over the next 3 years. Also being prohibited is smoking in a vehicle with passengers under the age of 18 present, with outdoor smoking at public events like concerts and sports matches being similarly banned. Mr. Ismo Tuominen of the Finnish Health Ministry, who helped draft the law, noted, "This is a warning that we are trying to get rid of this business in Finland once and for all. Our issue is that no one has the right to kill people." Finland initiated her first smoking ban in 1977 and has seen a steady decline in the percentage of smokers since then. In 1998, 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 24 smoked, which fell to 18% in 2008. For young women, the number dropped from 23 to 14% over the same period of time. Bravo, Finland, on your commitment to providing a cleaner environment and better health for all your fortunate citizens. May many countries be encouraged by such exemplary success to implement similar measures for the benefit of people worldwide.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Hanoi's 1,000th anniversary celebrated in Ao Lạc or Vietnam. On Friday, October 1st, the Ao Lạcese or Vietnamese people began joyful 10-day festivities in recognition of the millennium anniversary of Thăng Long, Hanoi. Hanoi is the rich cultural capital city of Ao Lạc and was recognized in 1999 as a city for peace by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. The large-scale cultural and artistic activities in celebration of the city's establishment 1,000 years ago have attracted thousands of visitors from around the country, as well as many international friends. Among the colorful programs for this year's festivities was an Ao Yai show at Hoàn Kim Lake on Friday evening, a performance of the ancient dance of Thăng Long Hanoi on Monday, the ancient Hanoi photo exhibition on Wednesday, and much more. Other social events included Vegan for the Environment, hosted by Do Thi Thu Trang, graduate student of environmental science and president of the GRIACT Hue Environmental Club. On the occasion of this special event, the Thăng Long Imperial Citadel was also awarded a certificate recognizing it as a World Cultural Heritage Site by UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova. Meanwhile, the 810-meter-long ceramic road was officially recognized as well and was awarded a certificate by the Guinness Book of World Records as the globe's largest ceramic mosaic. We join in accolades and cheer for Hanoi's 1,000 years of growth and civilization. May heaven bless the Ao Lạcese people with ever more harmony and prosperity.
Save our planet. Deadly tropical disease arrives in northern USA. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently issued a warning to medical experts across the country to be on the lookout for the deadly and contagious Cryptococcus scarti fungal infection. At least 60 people in the Pacific Northwestern region of the US have already been diagnosed with the disease, which affects the lungs and nervous system and can take up to a year for symptoms to emerge.
As it normally occurs in warmer climes such as Australia and southern regions of Asia and Africa, Dr. Ted Shetler, science director for the US-based Science and Environmental Health Network, explained that Cryptococcal Gatti's presence in the northern US is an indicator of climate change affecting us now.
It has typically been thought to be confined primarily to tropical and subtropical regions. So its emergence in the Pacific Northwest of the United States could be a signal of infectious disease appearing in a new area precisely because of climate change.
Dr. Shetler stated that although the current number of people infected is small, the illness is very dangerous, with fatalities in 33% of the cases. Meanwhile, other more widespread diseases are also spreading due to rising global temperatures.
Many scientists have pointed out that we will see infectious diseases emerging in new areas as the climate changes and the ecology that will support certain infectious agents changes as well. So we'll see malaria showing up in new places, we'll see dengue fever showing up in new places, and it wouldn't be at all surprising that we would see fungal diseases showing up in new places as well. We're seeing the effects of climate change right now in various places of the world, and this may be just one other manifestation of it.
Our thanks, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for alerting the medical community to the threat of Cryptococcus gatti in colder climes, and to Dr. Shetler for helping us understand this data on disease in the context of climate change. May we quickly recognize the increasing risk caused by an unbalanced climate and act to protect our family's health and the planet.
During a 2008 video conference with our association members in Washington, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai cautioned about the spread of disease as a consequence of climate change, urging for everyone's swift response to save the Earth.
And some places may have more mental illness and all kind of other illnesses, and diseases goes where they have not been before even. Like mosquitoes, they migrate into different areas where they have not been before because the climate is warmer. So it depends on how many people join the vegetarian diet. The more vegetarian people, the less killing of the animals, the more time we have to rescue the planet and the lives on the planet. So everybody have to join into the vegetarian diet
and stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible, then we still can save the planet.
Save Our Planet, Rare Bumblebees Returning to England. Following decades of decline, thanks to programs that pay farmers to plant more wildflowers on field margins as well as use less chemicals, rare bee populations are back on the rise. 5 of the most threatened bee species have amazingly begun to thrive once more, some in areas where they had not been seen for 25 years.
Speaking in appreciation, UK Environment Minister Richard Bennion said, "Bumblebees play a vital role in helping to produce our food by pollinating crops. The decline in the number of bees is a concern for the long-term future of farming. These results show the benefit of agri-environment schemes and the role farmers play in protecting and improving our wildlife."
We join Minister Bennion in a heartfelt thanks to the diligent farmers and organizations involved in the recovery of many beautiful bee species. With concerted efforts and broader respect for all life, may we help restore the balance of our bounteous earth.
Save Our Planet. To support the country's reforestation and other climate change mitigation programs, the Philippine government sponsors a 3-day eco-workshop for government leaders and other involved organizations.
Save Our Planet. More than 800 communities in Italy generate their energy needs from sustainable sources, such as wind and solar, with some that even sell the excess energy to pay for taxes and other services, which residents can now receive free of charge.
Hello, I'm Comfy, here with my daughter Cadley.
We're koalas and happy vegans with a bike tip for today.
For cyclists, it's a good idea to be able to change a bike tire.
In case the tire goes flat, you won't have to walk your bike to your destination.
Keep a spare tire tube and pump in a bag or basket attached to your bike.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in.
Now the weather around our globe.
In world news, a United Nations agency donates funds to help a Cambodian village develop as an eco-tourist destination. The UN Development Programme, through its Global Environment Facilities Small Grants Programme, has provided more than $19,000 to Romchek village in northeast Preah Vihear province. The mainly indigenous ethnic Khoi residents will utilize the contribution to create earth-friendly accommodations in the pristine forests surrounding the Chom Preah Lake. These will be available for visitors interested in researching conservation topics or enjoying local plant and wildlife. Our sincere appreciation, the United Nations Development Programme, for your caring assistance. May Buddha bless the project with much success for all involved.
In good governance news, Mexico has decreased greenhouse gas emissions by 19.5 million tons. According to the nation's agriculture ministry, the 10.6% drop occurred over the last 2 years. This was partially achieved through replanting almost 300,000 hectares of land and committing 250,000 hectares for conservation. The government is also reducing the use of fertilizers. Mexico has pledged to lower its emissions by 50 million tons yearly by December 2012. Our congratulations, Mexico, on taking these significant steps toward helping the planet. May all countries adopt eco-friendly practices combined with the low-emissions vegan diet for a healthier and sustainable world. Up next on Noteworthy News, United Kingdom scientists find broccoli and bananas help the body protect against stomach infections. We're going to thank God for giving us this cherished life. Be right back. Stay tuned for more promising news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, radiant news for a resplendent world. In health news, researchers find broccoli and bananas may be effective in treating stomach disorders. Scientists at the University of Liverpool in England, United Kingdom, examined how roughage from vegetables may enhance the body's ability to protect against stomach infections. It was discovered that fibers from the plantain, a type of large banana, and broccoli were particularly helpful in this regard. Our thankfulness, University of Liverpool scientists, for highlighting how our well-being is enhanced by partaking of nature's bountiful offerings. May all people discover the many advantages of the simple and nutritious plant-based lifestyle.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Diving.
One guy who was diving in an aquatic aquarium for people to dive for fun is around 20 feet below the sea surface. When he noticed that there is another man, the same depth, but no scuba gear, nothing. The diver goes down to another 20 feet, and after a few minutes, the man also joined him. The diver goes down another 20 feet lower, and a few minutes later, the same guy joined him again, the same depth. This makes the diver feel very surprised and confused. So he get out something to write on the bottom and say, "How did you get here without any gear or breathing apparatus?" The other guy grabbed the board, erased it, and write, "I'm drowning, you idiot."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, every time I watch your channel, I'm feeling very protected. Thank you very much for that. Latanga from Lomé, Togo.
Bless Latanga, your sweet note is much appreciated. May divine light shine on you and the kind people of Togo.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly illumination be your inner treasure.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A symphony orchestra from Beijing High School in China performs at the annual Chinese Cultural Festival held in front of Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., USA, joining many U.S.-based Chinese counterparts in cultural exchange as all convey a shared love of their Chinese heritage.
Red Cross committees from North Korea and South Korea exchanged lists of individuals wishing to meet with families from whom they had been separated since the early 1950s, with 100 applicants to be selected for a reunion at the end of October.
Long-sighted Australian inventors James Tay and Michael Curran create a free computer program to assist the visually impaired, in which words on the screen are activated by cursor movement to be read aloud by a synthesized voice in any one of 27 translated languages.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak meets with former U.S. President Bill Clinton and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in efforts to support further peace talks between Palestine and Israel.
The Global Network of National Geoparks, supported by UNESCO, adds 11 new exceptional and scenic sites of scientific and educational importance in Spain, Italy, Finland, Greece, or lack of Vietnam, South Korea, Canada, China, and Japan to its list of heritage sites.
While visiting India's Jal Bhagirathi Foundation, a charity that provides rural communities with clean drinking water, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom accepts an invitation to join in a traditional celebratory dance.
Leading US-based newspaper Washington Post reports that Afghan President Hamid Karzai's government representatives, along with leader Mullah Muhammad Omar and other members of the Afghan Taliban group Quetta Shura, have begun negotiations to end long-standing conflict.
Successful demining by the nation's army personnel resulted in over 300 acres of paddy fields being safely returned to farmers in Sri Lanka's Jaffna district.
Animal rights activists across major Canadian cities peacefully rallied to halt the killing of horses for human consumption as they urge members of parliament to support a bill banning the practice.
Together with technical support from the Irish government and UNICEF, the UK's Department for International Development announces plans to donate £33 million in the next 5 years to help stabilize the lives of more than 600,000 vulnerable residents of Uganda.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.